Right now, we'll bring in Ruth Epstein and bring you the Labor Day Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. We're here laboring away, you and I.
Yeah, you know, we got some good showers up here yesterday afternoon. And this morning it's been raining all morning. There's another break, but we've got showers and thunderstorms coming today and heavier showers and thunderstorms tonight. So our area should see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain.
Which
is needed.
So desperately need, right? Everything is so dry. But that's good news. So we're off and running. Another school year has started, and as you saw, we have 31 new staff members in Region 1. It's quite a number.
I was going to say, that's a very high number.
It seems to me a very high number. And we talked with Lisa Carter, the superintendent. She said, you know, they've been fortunate. Some school districts have not been able to fill slots. We have, and we even have bus drivers, which is good. They can always use more, and there are still a few vacancies, but we're pretty good shape. We had enrollment figures we showed. We're down a bit. Total number is 1318 in the district. Again, some of our schools are pretty small, and we're down from about 1380 from last year. So now these numbers are not official until October 1st, and we'll find out what that is on that date. But
how many are at the high school?
325.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, which is, what, there were 700 when you were there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, close to 700. That's just amazing.
Amazing, isn't it? 325. So, anyway, school is on, I tell you, Marshall, it starts, and before you know it, it's graduation.
Well, it's like summer started, and now it's over.
It's over. So, yeah. I mean, the time is just blinking, it's gone. So, kids, enjoy the year.
<That's right.
laughs> you mentioned Lime Rock Park. There was loads of activity there, starting with the historic parade on Thursday that had the cars going on their 17-mile trip through the region.
And there's so many people that gather along that route.
Isn't it great?
It's fun. And, you know, I used to take up pictures to put it up, but you don't have to anymore. Uh-huh. The minute the race is over, people film it live, and it's up there. There's like 50 or 60 or 70 or 100 views of the cars going by.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Then it all winds up in Falls Village where they have another party.
And the party, and yeah, and someday I hope to see you out there again, Marshall. I miss seeing you at these functions.
I pledge beginning next summer things will return close to normal.
Good. Okay. I'm going to take you at your word and hope to see you because I miss chatting with you. But so, the cars did the 17-mile route and then stopped in Falls Village and had, you know, tons of people looking at the unique vintage cars going from Model Ts to whatever, but they are pretty special. And also at Lime Rock this weekend, they had the naming of the no-name straight, the straightaway, and it turns out that it was named for Paul Newman, which is, as we all know, that was a favorite spot of his. So that was nice to hear. We have a lot of political stuff starting up. Democrats have been out here in the region. As you know, Johanna Hayes, our current congresswoman, is being opposed and strongly. She's a target, and so she was out this way a couple of times to talk about what she's done during her tenure, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from the Republicans as well. We know there is a midterm election in November, and both sides are working hard. There's lots of stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting, as we say, the season is starting. So,
This week, I mean, the Sharon Board of Finance has a meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Also, coming up later on this week, Board of Selectmen in Canaan.
They're meeting tomorrow as well.
No, they're on the 12th. Pardon me. They're on the 12th.
Oh, Charlie told me on the Tuesday.
Well, then maybe they changed it.
Oh, I don't know. Don't take my word for it, but he said no, we're meeting. Okay, we'll have to check
that
one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Falls Village has the Board of Finance also, Board of Education. That's on Tuesday.
Tuesday. All right, we'll check Canaan Board of Selectmen and Cornwall Board of Selectmen is tomorrow night, as well as the last in the series of the first Tuesday talks by the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society at the South Canaan Meeting House. They've concentrated on railroads this summer and full crowds every month, and this will be talking about the new Housatonic Railroad. Last month it was the old, and they've been really fascinating.
And the Board of Selectmen is meeting. For some reason, they were on the calendar. If you went to the calendar page, it was on the 12th, but the North Canaan Board of Selectmen is meeting tomorrow, September 6th at 7 p.m.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. Yeah. We have on Thursday the hospital roundtable at GEAR at 5:30 p.m. The administration will be talking and giving updates on Sharon Hospital. Also, COG meets that day, Council of Governments. On Saturday, we have lots of stuff going on. The Ag Fair
In Cornwall, yeah.
Cornwall, which is very popular. All kinds of town green is transformed into booths and exhibits and hay rides and you name it. Judging of all sorts of produce and flowers, and then it always ends with the cow chip contest at 3 o'clock, in which people bet on when Bossy the cow will let one go, and who wins gets the closest time. There's also now on Saturday we took the Lakeville tour with Lou Bucherry, who gave a historical tour of walk of Lakeville, which was fascinating, about all the buildings that are currently there and what they were in the past and how Salisbury played an integral part in the American Revolution because of the iron that was made into cannons here. That will also be continued next Saturday at 4 p.m. when they'll give a talk, again, the Salisbury Association sponsoring it, about the architectural buildings in Salisbury. So those who are interested should sign up. It's at 4 p.m. in front of the town hall. And I'm sure there's lots more going on that I'm not even...
No, it's just, we're at the start of it all now.
Just to give a plug, on the 16th, the high school travel club members are... wine and dinner auction, 6:30 at the White Hart. Now, last year they sent kids to Greece, this past summer. This coming year, they're raising money to go to Japan, Scotland, Ireland, and the Galapagos Islands. So the kids, as they explained, used to be just... The parents had to pay for the whole thing, and it sort of, turned away kids who couldn't afford it. This year, now that the new revamped club has started, they all raise money, and everybody, if they participate in fundraise, have the opportunity to travel, which is amazing for high school kids to be able to see the world.
Absolutely. So,
that's at the White Hart, as we said, on the 16th. So lots going on. And
Goshen Fair wraps up today.
Goshen Fair wraps up. It sounds like it was a really fun event.
They had 10,000, opening day, they had 10,000 people there.
Oh, my God.
Well, because of COVID, it's been so quiet and everything. For the Goshen, for not like at the Dutchess County Fair where they packed 350,000 people in for the week, but for the Goshen Fair to handle 10,000 people on opening day was amazing.
I wonder how the rotary was.
It had to be standstill. It had to be.
It had to be. But it's a really fun and
it's like when you go to the Bethlehem. If you drive by the Bethlehem Fair when the Bethlehem Fair is underway,
uh-huh.
There's only one road that goes by it. And you know what? You sit and wait.
You wait.
You just wait.
And you want to go?
Dutchess County Fair is the same way in Rhinebeck. Mm. The traffic jams to get there are amazing, but it's nice to see the Goshen Fair back.
Well, and so many of our local kids participate in the Goshen Fair.
Yeah.
You know, our high school FFA and 4-H clubs, and of course all that good fair food. So, wow, 10,000, that's amazing, amazing. Yeah. Well, we want to keep up all the good stuff while the weather's good.
Today's going to be a little iffy, but, you know, get out there and enjoy it anyway. Just bring an umbrella.
Actually, it feels good to stand in the rain, I'll tell you.
We're going to have off and on rain today, but then it becomes a little more steadier and heavier late this afternoon, and then some heavy rain tonight with some thunderstorms and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you'll get through most of the day just needing a poncho or an umbrella.
Hey, hopefully. Feels good to me, I'll tell you.
We needed the rain.
We need it desperately. Our lawns are crunching.
All right. Ruth.
Well, Marshall, a busy, busy Labor Day talk and a busy Labor Day week.
All right. I want you to have a good Labor Day and a best of the week.
And you too. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. You find her stories at rap-am.com and also in the paper.